express myself with words, and I hope one day I'll be able to express my appreciation in action. I think the newsletter this morning speaks loud in my mind. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances.
By the way, words are also action. Except that the words don't count. Otherwise, we wouldn't be singing these songs. If in order to become eligible to sing the song, we'd have to start shivering in ecstasy and tears come from our eyes, then I guess who would be able to sing these songs? But they left it to us so that we can sing them and gradually come to the, by singing them, we'll come to the platform of acting according to them, too.
Please accept
the most of the do so mine.
All glory to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. At one interview, Srila Prabhupada was asked by a reporter if he had expected so much success in spreading his mission. Then Srila Prabhupada answered that the success was the blessing the success is the blessing of my Guru Maharaj. Then Prabhupada's voice choked and he said feelingly, I have given these boys life. That is my success. And the fact that Srila Prabhupada has given you life and you have taken it seriously gives us life and hope to be able to do the same by following your example. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with a Brahmana on his travels and saw the Brahmana expressing symptoms of ecstasy by dancing and shedding tears in love of Radha and Krishna, Lord Chaitanya realized that he must have some connection with Mother Vendrapuri Goswami. Otherwise, such love and devotional service would not be possible. And surely this Brahmana was a disciple of Mother Vendrapuri. Similarly, Guru Maharaj, that when we hear you speak, see you act and perform your service, we can conclude that you are closely connected to Srila Prabhupada and that we can follow your example to be able to also be connected with him. Your clear understanding of Srila Prabhupada's teachings gives us faith and conviction that by your association and by rendering service unto you, we will become purified and gradually share that same conviction and surrender. You always present Krishna consciousness as very simple. We are servants of Krishna and our business is to please him. For you this sounds very natural, but for me personally this is often quite theoretical and usually I forget it during the course of the day. Even practicing spiritual life for my own purification or benefit does not seem to motivate me. But one thing catches me is to see that you are concerned for my advancement in devotional service. When I see your concern, I feel embarrassed. Then I want to make the effort to please you and show my gratitude for your endeavor to patiently keep prodding me along. If you see the need for me to make progress, I must take it seriously and not waste your valuable time and take your kindness for granted Thank you very much for being there for me, and your enlightening association will wrap up on me gradually. Then I will be able to serve Srila Prabhupada and Krishna lovingly like you do. Your grateful servant, eternally.
So, of course, due to the time factor, I won't be able to say something about every devotee. But, of course, we know that Mother Nikunja Dasini Devi Dasi is one of the rare souls who's served Prabhupada consistently, over so many years. So that in itself speaks for itself. And the fact that she's talked so humbly is a sign of her advancement. so we can, we all appreciate her service to the deities. Shri Radha Gopinath. Elsewhere, they're wondering why they have the deities sometimes in different temples, struggling. But here, due to the mercy of their mother, Nikunjavasini, and her good husband, Prema Siddhananda, then, you know, Shri Radha Gopinath are being nicely taken care of. Because they're nicely being taken care of, they're nicely taking care of the rest of us. So we should underestimate service to them, or the devotees who are serving them. Otherwise, we may not be so nicely taken care of from every point of view. So we certainly appreciate their service and hope to learn how to become a better servant of theirs. Because actually, not only them, but our eternal position is to be servant of everyone, all the devotees. So, and this is the place where we learn how to do so. And if we don't learn how to do so here, then we have to stay here and learn how to do so. So somehow or another, we have to learn how to become better servants of the devotees. And it is not something that just, you know, a sentiment, but it is actually, it's a reality. As I said, this someone may be seemingly taking shelter of the other person, but by their taking shelter of the other person, they teach the other person how to become a better devotee, how to take shelter. So in the spiritual world, even Srimati Radharani, she feels herself simply the lowest of all the devotees, and therefore she's the highest. Of course, she has a few other things, like being the personification of Adini Shakti, or the pleasure potency, which probably helps a little. But even with that personification of the pleasure potency, that's where the whole attitude of service comes from. Therefore, it is not that, well, she was eternally like that, we're something different. But we're actually expansions, all of us, of Srimati Radharani. And our real position is to have that same mood that she has. Everything else is artificial. But it has to be real. And that's what we're learning, how to make that service attitude real. Because that's what the real position is. So seemingly, someone may be thinking that they're struggling, but I can say that I'm also in the material world. The most of nature are equally kind to me, or not so kind to me, as they are to everyone else. And I see that Mother Nikunjavasini is so sincerely trying to make advancement, and I also become inspired to make advancement. So I'd like to thank her for all her nice service. That she renders me much more service than I can possibly render to her. At the same time, she keeps a very humble service attitude, which is something, you know, I cannot do. So I don't know how I can repay her for all the nice service except to thank her for it. Thank you.
Dear Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and to you on this auspicious appearance day of yours. May Lord Krishna allow you to preach to the devotees and conditioned souls for many, many years to come. Thank you for your association. Your servant, Vridya Chaitanya Das, Vinod Mandyari Devi Dasi, Nimai Chaitanya Das, and Lalita Mandyari Devi Dasi.
So Radha Chaitanya Prabhu is also a very exemplary devotee. He's helped to keep the Radha community together for many years. Although many other temples within Europe, for different reasons, some of them are doing quite well, some of them are not doing as well. But Radha is certainly a very exemplary community within Europe, and a lot of the credit has to go to Radha Chaitanya Prabhu and to those who are assisting him in Radhadesh, for the nice community there. So himself and his nice family, they're certainly one of the principal assets of Radha Gopinath's opulences here. So we should all try to cooperate with him and assist him in his service. And that way, I'm sure Srila Prabhupada and the deities here will be quite pleased.
Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimate Prabhadananda Swami Nityamine, ofrezco mis respetuosas reverencias a su divina gracia Srila Prabhadananda Swami Maharaj, quien es muy querido por Sri Krishna, habiendo refugiado en sus pies de loto. Namami Mariam Srimata Charya Prabhadananda Ariam, Asaranya Saranga Tava, Saranau Saranam Prapadye. Ofrezco mis respetuosas reverencias al noble Charya Srila Prabhadananda Swami, cuyos pies de loto son el refugio de quien no tiene refugio. Namami Varyam Srimata Charya Prabhadananda Aryam Tava Charanagavindam Yugalam Saranamaham Prabhadie. Ofrezco mis respetuosas reverencias al noble Acharya Srila Prabhadananda Swami y tomo refugio en sus pies de loto que están llenos de Ananda, de la naturaleza. Querido Guru Maharaj, quiero darle las gracias por ser tan misericordioso conmigo y permitir ocuparme en el servicio de sus pies de loto. Perdóneme por no llegar al nivel que usted espera de mí. Por favor, siga siendo mi guía en este mundo tan lleno de penalidades, de sufrimientos, y donde Maya nos confunde y nos ilusiona continuamente. Ruego permanecer en el refugio de sus pies de loto y pido perdón por todas mis ofensas. Soy un significante sirviente a mi marido.
I don't think everyone speaks Spanish, though. Maybe you can give it a short summary. In English.
In English, sorry.
Anyhow, I'm sure you understand more or less. Gracias. So Adimani Prabhu is serving in Malaga. So he's come all the way here. He's one of the principal pujaris there. I don't know if he's still the only pujari. Still taking care of the deities, according to Italian. He says, Ayudana lo servicio de pujaris. And at the same time, he's working for some of the Hindus there in Malaga. And give some of the contribution to the temple. He has a little boy he takes care of, and he's been faithfully serving Krishna for around 20 years now. That's sirviendo 20 años. So he's a very steady devotee in all kinds of sakale samana, parite sakati. In all kinds of trials, he's maintained his service. Life is not always pleasant in the material world, but he's steadily engaged, because he takes shelter of Lord Nrsimhadev. And Lord Nrsimhadev is his principal deity. Is that right? And Lord Nrsimhadev protects him. That's probably the reason why he took me as a spiritual master, because my name was Prahlad. Figured he'd get in better with Lord Nrsimhadev.
Loknath Prabhu.
Namo Vishnuvaya, Vishnuprasthaya, 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 Vishnuprasthaya.
These aren't the flowers that stay in the clothing, are they? I don't wash the clothing. Do these stay in the clothing? No?
Just lazy stockings.
Querido Guru Maharaj.
Querido Guru Maharaj, por favor, acepte mis respetuosas reverencias a sus divinos pies de loto. Toda gloria será para Prabhupada. Hoy es el día de su desapuya. Afortunadamente para nosotros, sus discípulos, existe este día tan maravilloso que nos permite glorificarle y adorarle de una forma especial. Querido Guru Maharaj. Querido Guru Maharaj, por favor, acepte mis respetuosas reverencias a sus divinos pies de loto. Toda gloria a Srila Prabhupada. Hoy es el día de su Vyasapuya, afortunadamente para nosotros, sus discípulos.
Today is your Vyasapuja, fortunately for the disciples.
Afortunadamente para nosotros, sus discípulos, existe este día tan maravilloso que nos permite glorificarle y adorarle de una forma especial.
So it is a very special day for the disciples to worship and praise you in a very special way, in a form especial.
Este es un acontecimiento que nos permite pensar en usted y sus cualidades.
This is an opportunity to think of you and your qualities.
Haciendo planes antes del mismo. Haciendo planes antes de este día. Planificando.
Making plans before this day.
El viaje, ofrenda, regalos, etc.
Making viajes.
Trip.
Yeah, I understand.
Ofrenda.
To offers.
Presents.
Present. They offer presents, and in other words, to take a trip here, to offer presents, and whatever else.
Y después, en los días y meses sucesivos.
And afterwards.
After, in days and the month.
Yeah, afterwards.
Recordando las ofrendas de los hermanos espirituales.
To remember the offerings of the spiritual God brothers.
Su misericordia al permitirnos servirle de forma íntima.
Your mercy for allowing us to serve you in this intimate form.
Su adoración, etc.
Your worship, etc.
Guru Maharaj, a veces el discípulo se encuentra con un pequeño barco en el ancho y vasto océano.
So sometimes a disciple feels like a little boat in the great ocean.
Como en Kali Yuga.
Which is Kali Yuga.
Y usted es como el faro que guía los barcos hacia el destino.
So you're like the captain that guides the boat to its destiny.
Y les impide chocar con las rocas.
That prevents us from crashing to the rocks.
Así usted es como ese faro para nosotros.
So you're more or less the shelter for us.
Es constante.
You're consistent.
Van pasando los años y usted continúa tan fijo como siempre en su servicio devocional.
That as the years go on, you still remain fixed in your service.
Es regular.
You're regular.
Nos da a los discípulos un ejemplo perfecto de cómo seguir las prácticas devocionales.
So you give a perfect example how to follow devotional service.
Se me ve desde muy lejos.
We see you from afar.
Así podemos estar conectados a usted a través de sus charlas, sus instrucciones, su recuerdo.
We remain connected to you by your talks, your lectures, and by remembering you.
Verlo siempre es motivo de alegría.
We always see you full of happiness.
Usted siempre está tan entusiasta y contagia esa alegría.
You always seem enthusiastic and this enthusiasm is contagious.
El faro tolera las dificultades climáticas.
Faro is captain?
Tolera.
Light. Faro. Faro. In this context, Yes, faro.
Ah, el faro es el ejemplo que daba al principio del faro de, del barco.
Oh, I see. So the lighthouse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The lighthouse. Okay. Lighthouse. So the lighthouse. What is it?
El faro tolera las dificultades climáticas.
The lighthouse tolerates the climate.
Así usted tiene que tolerar tantas tonterías nuestras.
That's like you have to tolerate so many tonterías. It's more or less things that you do wrong.
Y aún así nos
ve. Foolish things.
Nonsense.
When, yeah,
y aún así nos permite seguir tomando refugio en sus pies.
And allow us. What is it?
Nos permite seguir.
We allow us to take shelter in your lotus feet.
Guru Maharaj, gracias por permitirme celebrar este día junto a usted y mis hermanos espirituales.
So thank you for allowing me to celebrate this day along with my God brothers and sisters.
Su eterno sirviente, Lokanathas.
Your eternal servant, Lokanathas. Hey. Loganath is from Malaga also. He's a guard in a prison. So he knows what it's like to be in a prison. But in that prison, he's quite Krishna conscious. Sometimes he has the opportunity to be all by himself in the prison and read. And sometimes he doesn't. But in any case, he can appreciate this material world. He's been steadily serving also Lord Krishna for many years in Spain. He has a very nice wife. They go to the temple regularly and perform devotional service. So he's been fixed for many, many years. Always has a very humble service attitude. And certainly he'll make great progress in spiritual life just by his sincere attitude of devotional service. Lokanath ki. One thing I'd like to say, I think when you offer obeisances to the spiritual master when he's alive, you offer it with your right shoulder. And thus, when he leaves his body, then you offer it with the left. Or to Lord Shiva, I was told. So I'm not Lord Shiva and I haven't left my body yet. I think actually that's probably cuando alguien está sobre la planeta ofrecer con él.
Sí, es así como usted dijo. Cuando todavía está vivo se lo ofrece con el lado derecho, o si no, y cuando dejó el cuerpo, como en el caso de Prabhupada, con el lado izquierdo.
Sí. Anyhow, it's in technical, it's not in technical. Gracias.
Thank you very much. Please take my humble obeisances and offer us to see the Prabhupada. This year we are again very fortunate that you celebrate your classic Puji in Radhadesh, and also that you stay for some time. This enables us to listen to your lectures, which are full of deep insight in sastra, the force of life, and human nature. This gives me a feeling of security, because if I have to rely on my own insights and visions, I'm lost. A mind that the world view is not very clear. That's like when I'm in a labyrinth and just see walls and can only walk without any insight. But you are like someone standing on a hill above the labyrinth and can tell me which path I have to walk. Of course, I have to take more shelter of you. I try to please you by being satisfied with my service to the devotees in Krishna. Just like you are satisfied with Krishna consciousness. You have little possessions and you are always in a good mood. You are also detached from all kinds of affairs. If you see things should go better in another way, you try to change. And if it doesn't work out, if there's no cooperation, you just stay detached and go on with your meditation on Krishna. I hope one day I also become fixed in Krishna consciousness as you are, the servant of the mind of us.
Recently I was traveling in Poland for the last month, and Poland doesn't have so many temples right now. They have one farm in Shantipur, which is in Zbora, but specifically to be in the most remote part of Poland, because it was during the communist times. And therefore it's the most inaccessible part of Poland. It's the coldest part, gets no snow, and except, so you can imagine devotees aren't overly enthusiastic to stay there. Although we are very dedicated devotees there. And they have another temple which is only on the weekends, part of the devotees come to, and Wrocław, and one other temple in Warsaw, which is nicely run by one devotee named Kasi Nizhagro. But most of the time I was doing Namhata programs. So one thing I've noticed when I was doing Namhata programs, is that there is great mercy to be in a temple. Because when the devotees in the Namhata, they ask questions, they ask all kinds of questions, and you can understand that it's very confusing to live outside of the association of the devotees. So many speculations are abounding, which are almost, anyhow, so much mercy to live in the association of devotees, such an opportunity, although sometimes we may not appreciate it, and sometimes we think that the devotees are on my case a lot, or Prashadam is not the way I like it, and my room's not warm enough, and they don't love me, and appreciate me, etc. But somehow or another, by tolerating it, so much opportunity to see the deities, so much opportunities to take Prashadam, so many opportunities to follow the regular principles without any interruption, so much less distraction, so much more pressure to remain in Krishna consciousness and fixed in Krishna consciousness. So it's great mercy. Pranamada is assisting in the deity worship here, and he does some other services sometimes, helping out with the cows sometimes. So he's steadily engaged for many years now, so that means that he's quite sincere about becoming Krishna conscious. So we should certainly appreciate that. And that's why we should appreciate all the devotees who are going through the austerity of just living in the temple, trying to do the daily work. Although for us it may seem, quite, insignificant, getting up in the morning, coming to the program, doing their service, etc. But they're in even a more exalted position than George Bush. I know George Bush. Of course, I don't know if George Bush is a good example, but maybe other. I'm not sure. Maybe there's other people. He's one person. I'm not so familiar with the popular heroes nowadays, but other persons in this material world may get a lot of praise and appreciation. You know, they analyze their activities, all their nonsense activities. But actually, the devotees who are doing their standard routine work, all these persons in this world, practically speaking, are actually, by praising them, one actually gets some benefit. And that, by following their example, one actually gets some benefit. Although it seems very simple, there is probably rise in one purport that if it was so simple, then why doesn't everyone else do it? Because it's not very simple. Because it's simple when you don't have to follow the rules and regulations. But when you have to follow the rules and regulations, it helps us become a humble servant of Krishna's servants, of Krishna and his servants. And it's not so easy to do it. So those who are doing it should be appreciated, and one should try and actually figure out how to cooperate and render some service to them also. I would like to thank Pramaniva, I'm sure Prince City, Peru. I'd like to thank him also for his steady service and worshiping Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, and I'm sure they're also giving him some thanks, which is enough to keep him doing it. thank you, Hare Krishna.
Please accept my most humble obeisances at your lotus feet. So I'd like to thank you for all the knowledge you're always giving me. I have this problem, once I get some knowledge, I think I have this knowledge. But then when I really think, actually, most of the knowledge I have, or all the real knowledge I have, it actually comes from you, not even from reading Prabhupada's books. And I'm always amazed how much you know about Krishna consciousness, and how you always repeat the same points. You never make a mistake. You never make a mistake. You say always the right conclusions. And I'd like to thank you very much for guiding
me. Most of the devotees now are at Prince City, Ananda, in the Hepajari here, and one of the co-presidents is obviously engaged in Krishna service here. And sometimes probably one of the most philosophical of all the devotees here. Generally, devotees from Haran, I think, are one of their assets is that they have a good grasp of philosophy. So, I think he also guides a number of the devotees here. They have very good classes on the Srimad Bhagavatam. That's been going on for how many years now?
3 years now.
3 years now. So he has a regular evening program or afternoon program. So he's a very exemplary servant of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath here. And it's a very nice family, Krishna conscious family. He's very exemplary service, so I'm sure we all can express our gratitude and appreciation that he is one of the pillars here, that Rita Chaitanya Prabhu and himself and Ramananda Roy and others, because of their constant dedication here. Therefore, we have such a nice temple and have such a nice opportunity for spiritual service, so we have to strengthen them again and again. And if you have another opportunity, you can thank them again. So thank you. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Maybe one of the Mataji's monks for
change.
Change.
Thank you.
Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to the dust of your divine lotus feet. Many times the people in I guide for my tour ask me that how is it possible? I will never be able to live like you. How is it possible, they ask me? You're still so young. Don't you miss anything? On those moments I always think of you. How you are coming at the right time and speaking the right words which enlightens my darkened vision. How you handed me a ripened fruit so sweet I never tasted before. And that taste makes me eager to taste more and more of the nectar you distribute. It is only because of your spiritual master that you took his instructions so seriously, that you are spreading his causeless mercy, and that it is possible, that the impossible becomes possible, that the blind start to see, that the deaf to hear, and the lame to dance. I'm grateful in every way that you give this fallen fool a chance to develop his spiritual life. It is only because of your expert guidance that I am able to learn to become a servant of the devotees. O Spiritual Master, your all-auspicious appearance vanquishes all my distress. Your association makes it possible for me to cross over the ocean of birth and death. Your lotus feet are more cooling than the shining of millions of moons, and serving them soothes the burning sensation in my desert-like heart. The words emanating from your lotus mouth are like drops of nectar and are life-giving force to my bhakti lata beach. I'm begging to become strongly attached to your lotus feet. Your insignificant servant with many lotus.
So, Mother Rukmini is one of the tour guides here. So she's always, somehow or other, here we have a very special person to Shri Radha Gopinath and Ramananda Roy in the back there and other devotees. Somehow or another, that so many people are coming to Radhadesh. I mean, it's like the dream that every other temple is just trying to figure out how to dream about. You can't even imagine it. It's hard enough to get devotees to go out and try and bring people to it, to the temple, but to actually have busloads of people coming to the temple to find out about Krishna, it's almost inconceivable. And those who are taking advantage of it to assist in that program, they're also getting great benefit. Just imagine all day long showing people how to go to Gopinath and saying, this is God. And people looking at Radha Gopinath and thinking, oh, that's God. I always wondered who God was.
And they pay to see.
And they pay to see, yes. They'll probably end up paying a lot more than they thought. So, Mother Rukmini is giving God intelligence right away. So sometimes you think that the ladies, they can't make spiritual advancement, etc. Actually, none of us are ladies. We're all actually spiritual souls. We're all encased in a certain body, which may have certain attributes, it may not have certain attributes. In any case, Krishna doesn't see like that. Krishna just sees our effort to render some service, and if we render some service, then that's what we get the benefit. The men don't turn into ladies by rendering service, or the ladies turn into men. Or would that be very good? They remain the same as they were before. They just become better men and better ladies by becoming better servants of Krishna. So we don't have to change what we're doing, or we don't have to change who we are, we don't have to change these things. All we do is have to somehow or another put in mind that my goal in life is to become conscious of Krishna and do the best we can. And the best we can, as I said, it's a great opportunity for someone, if not for their whole life, at least for some time, to constantly be in a service where you have to tell people about Krishna. Because like those who are distributing books, it may seem a very ordinary thing, we're going out there trying to give people a book, and then get some money from them, some lakshmi. But actually the service itself is so extraordinary, it's the only service that anyone can go out and say the same thing again and again, and most of which probably doesn't mean anything. But because we're doing it for Krishna, actually means a lot. I used to go out to people in the parking lot. You just remember my early days in Radhadamura, or as just a book distributor in the parking lot. And during the daytime, it would be 99% women. And women by nature not greatly felt, you know, you couldn't go up and say, this is a book about reincarnation. At least at that time, you know, it explains about renunciation, karma. Because these were topics that were not very common. So I just go up and say, here's a book, you know, take it, you know, just ask them how many kids they had, and whether they're housewives or students or they're working. But it was extraordinary just doing that. And they used to take the books. Actually, they were the best ones to take the books. They were more self-targeted. They wouldn't ask so many questions. You know, what's in the book? What is this word here? What does that mean? Are you, you know? They were more simple-hearted, so they generally take the books and give a donation. So it may seem that our service is quite routine sometimes, or quite ordinary, but because Krishna is in the center, therefore it's quite extraordinary. And the result of doing such routine work is that gradually we realize how extraordinary it actually is. Not that after doing this routine work, then they'll give us something extraordinary to do. No, if we just do the work, routine work, then we gradually realize that the routine work was actually quite extraordinary. And when we read about in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam that someone is a mandri or a gopi of Vrindavan, and her service is to make curd, we think, wow. That's what I was doing in the kitchen. I was trying to get out of some of this kitchen. I don't know how that got out of the kitchen. I get pretty bored with it. But that was the spiritual world. Like, you know, there's someone who can service and bring water to Krishna. Or someone in, like, Kasi, what was his name? One of the godfathers of Lord Chaitanya who joined him. Not Govinda, the other one. Kasi something. His service was simply to keep the crowds away from Krishna. So these seem like ordinary services, but actually they're full of transcendental bliss and love. So we should just think about seemingly ordinary services, chanting Hare Krishna, finding the program, doing little service to spread Krishna consciousness, and then even if we think it's ordinary, one day when we become extraordinary, then we'll be able to appreciate it. Because actually the service is quite extraordinary. So we'd like to thank you for your service here. Have you a nice humble attitude. Hare Krishna.
We are moderated. Okay.
There are three offerings from other devotees in Spain. If you want, I can try to translate them.
Okay. Well, what time does it go to? Because where did our leader go? What time should we go to? Okay.
Dear Prabhupada Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. We are very happy that Abhimanyu Prabhu,
Abhimanyu,
and Lokanath Prabhu are celebrating your Vyasa Puja. I would like to share these moments and glorify you as you wish.
you deserve. We wish you to have a very happy day in company of your disciples and your wishers. And please give us a little of mercy, bestow a little of mercy upon us. We are trying to follow here, maintaining the temple as lo mejor que podemos, as
best
as
can.
You can.
Best we can.
Yeah. We wish to have your association very soon, your serving, Parandalma, Avaicharan, Kanga, and Shanava, all the devotees to Madhava, of Madhava. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Uttare Srimate Prabhananda Swami Tinami. Please accept my humble obeisances to your lotus feet. Please accept this insignificant offering in this day, in this auspicious day of the Vyasa Purusha. Not every day in a year we have this. Not every day in the year great souls come to this world who are compassive, dedicated in word and body and mind to save the conditioned souls, especially in this age. You are very faithful, strict in your devotional service, fulfilling always the mission given by your Guru Maharaj. I don't know the death that I have with you. I wish to serve you with all my sincerity and without any personal interest, as you deserve. Pues, I know about my weakness and desires, but nevertheless, within me, I always try to remember you. I pray to Krishna so that He protect your devotional service. Thank you for your benediction. I wish a happy Vyasa Purusha together with my dear god brothers, your servant Shai Govindas.
¿Cuánto es un poco largo quizás?
Eso.
Sí, sí. Dear Guru, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Uttare Srimate Prabhananda Swami Tinamine Namaste. Namaste Bhaktivedanta Guru. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Uttare Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasityasitarina. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances to your lotus feet. All glories to your divine grace and to the sincere devotees who humbly are sharing this Vyasa Purusha. The new year él habla como en España, es un poco diferente.
My dear Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances, all glories to your lotus feet, all glories to His divine grace, that means Srila Prabhupada, and for the sincere devotees that humbly give their prostrate at his lotus feet. There's no way we find here united the auspicious day of your appearance for all those who celebrate this glorious happening. By your mercy, we have the opportunity to celebrate this event, glorifying our spiritual master, united and appreciating his transcendent qualities of our beloved Guru Maharaj. Simply is by your mercy, without cause, for ourselves, that this great opportunity of associating ourselves with our Guru is happening as a drop of nectar for the dried out spiritual soul. My dear Lord, my dear Guru Maharaj, and years passed since your ultimate, your last Vyas Pooj, and a year for me with some ups and downs in my spiritual life, attending to that drama in this material world that is surrounding us. But we can understand that this last year has passed some distasteful or some not so pleasant moments for me. Some of this has been without doubt. Some important moments have passed for me in the last year. Some of this has not been without doubt because of your visits to our temple in New Varshan, your letters, etc. These moments have given me something very valuable in my spiritual life as a devotee, which aspires to serve with humility the mission of our spiritual master. My dear Guru Maharaj, unfortunately this occasion, the goddess of fortune may have appeared to give me Virame Sanrita access and has not spied on me excessively. For this reason I can't be there and ask the moments that the shade of your lotus feet, surrounded with the pure souls and your humble servants. I hope and pray to Shishu Ramakrishna that soon I can feel the divine nectar of your association, your humble servant, Mukundamar Das. So just as briefly, Prabhupada is the associate disciple of Srila Prabhupada and his family. He's been the temple president in Malaga for many, many years there. He's very strict about it, probably very strict in the program there. And he has a very good wife, who's also very dedicated devotee. And the other devotee, Mukunda, is works in the airport in Malaga. And his wife, that they have some very nice children. And who's the other devotee there? Jack Govinda. He's working in Barcelona. He's in he's had his ups and downs in the material world. But staff with devotional service, there are many people who help us advance more and more in spiritual life. And great material achievements make life very difficult. Because they actually give us an opportunity to become more and more proud of illusion, and the more we become proud of illusion, the more we sink into the ocean of material misery. So these humble devotees are working hard and tolerating the problems of material existence, but go on with their service to Krishna, and they'll certainly be successful in life.
Yeah. Hare Krishna Maharaj. I was thinking, like you mentioned, how any devotee actually serving in the temple is more important than any famous personality in the world. And it's really like that. It's also said in the Vedas that in the Kali Yuga the pure devotees are hidden. And I was thinking about Hamdi, how much popular he was. And actually, you know, a personality like Hamdi can by far not be compared to a personality like you, who is firmly established in devotional service. So maybe we have become a little bit shy in ISKCON, but actually, you know, you should be glorified so much today. Try to write a few words. Panchakala Patru Vishya Kripa Sindhu Vivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Tanakatam Ritam Tat Jivanam Kavibiritam Kalma Sapaham Shravana Mangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvi Grinanti Yaburi Dajana. That the nectar of Krishna's words and the descriptions of his activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly, those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. Dear Prabhupada Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances in the dust of your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. One who teaches by his personal example is called Acharya. Your Holiness has been teaching Krishna consciousness for many years with full determination and enthusiasm. Maintaining a humble approach always, you remain unaffected by so many onslaughts of the external energy. The way Your Holiness recently commented on the sudden departure of His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj was personally most touching. We should not think now we are serving and Maharaj is gone, you said. No, he is serving Srila Prabhupada over there and we are serving him here, that's all. Usually we understand the word Dina to be applicable at the time of death when we have to leave the body, like Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the Bhagavad Gita. But by your above comments, you demonstrated this quality of soberness in a most wonderful and a crucial, important way for us. It is clear to me that you have always been serving in a sober and humble mood, tolerating so many difficulties, yet you appear happy and immersed in a blissful meditation. For a conditioned soul like me, who lacks strength, depth and determination, to worship Krishna in your footsteps or in your shadow is always the most wonderful experience, and it's like an opulence. The path to the Lord is secured in your shadow. One can feel it. Krishna's happiness is the only happiness, is your life's motto, and you live up to that with all your heart and soul. You do not only know the Bhagavad Gita as it is by heart, but by full realization, you practically demonstrate all its teachings. You are fully surrendered to Krishna's instructions and heart and soul dedicated to Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. Therefore, I feel most grateful that once again on your most auspicious Vyasa Purj celebration, I could come before you and mention some words of glorification. It is not in my power to understand the full glories of your holiness, but I admire whatever glimpse of your glories I can perceive. Feeling completely dependent on the mercy of Vaishnava Acharyas like yourself, I pray for your cautious mercy on this lost soul. Thank you for everything, your insignificant servants, Ramananda Das and family.
Okay, Ramananda Das was dedicated to the service of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, doing a very exemplary preaching mission here by the bus tour and the guest program. And I'm sure Sri Sri Radha Gopinath will certainly give her mercy and please do Sri Dharma, as his wife is dedicated to raising children in Krishna consciousness, so establishing things as something as a secondary service. Primary service is probably one of the most important services to bring up children in Krishna consciousness. because somehow or another, most of us, we didn't get the opportunity since birth to be devotees. And therefore, we're spending most of our time trying to forget what we learned before we can start actually learning. So our first learning is just trying to forget. While those who are brought up in Krishna consciousness, then they have some opportunity, not that all of them will take it, from their birth to actually learn about Krishna and not to become distracted by so many of the glitters and glamours of the so-called modern material world. So, it's good that he's raising a nice child in Krishna's service. Of course, the other points that are made, that all of us, we're all dependent on all the devotees, that no one is making advancement in our society independently, that so many devotees have so much realization about how to serve and love Krishna, and when we hear their understandings, by their mercy and by the mercy of the Super Soul, therefore we become a little enlightened. And it appears that we're doing something, but actually the only thing we're really doing, and it is just trying to appreciate how nicely the other devotees are serving Krishna, and how much they've nicely understood the philosophy. And if we can do that, then we can make some advancement ourselves. So Ramananda Roy is a very humble devotee. He's probably seen the good qualities in the devotees, so he would see some good qualities in me, but actually that's due to the good qualities of the other devotees. That's proof that the other devotees, how potent the other devotees are, that even a person like me can seemingly exhibit good qualities by their mercy. So Ramananda Roy and his family, he...
Dear Guru Maharaj, at least
is this just for internally here? They're just internal speakers.
Yeah.
How to hold this so it works.
Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to his followers. While meditating on writing this offering, I again realized I hopelessly fell short in properly executing your and Srila Prabhupada's desire. In your lecture this morning, you tried to get us enthusiastic in performing kirtan with a proper understanding, in a proper mood, and that's exactly what is missing when I examine myself. All the activities may be there, and they may even be empowered by your mercy and by the mercy of the disciplic succession. But when it comes to executing those activities in the proper mood, I cannot be further distantiated from being a receptacle of that mercy. Time and time, I tell myself that I won't bother you with my personal troubles in devotional life. But looking back, I cannot help but thinking, this is actually the only thing I can do. By your mercy and your spiritual strength, I may be able to distribute some books, and by your instructions and your proper guidance, I may be able to get myself out of the mess I'm continuously creating for myself and others. But as a result, I immediately become filled up with pride and arrogance. So these qualities stand proof for my inability to see the actual purport and the goal of your instructions. From my point of view, to even try to examine your qualities seems like an offense impossible to overcome. And yet here I am again, situated in front of you, trying to find some appropriate words of glorification and appreciation. I would first of all like to thank you for the time you made available for me listening to my nonsense, trying to get me out of it. Thank you for your strong lectures, full of visualization. I can truly say that I more and more start to relish them, probably not because of my advancement, but by your endeavor to make Prabhupada's teachings more easily available and by tirelessly repeating them over and over again. Sometimes in a van or somewhere else, when someone asks my help, my time, or my attention, or some tolerance and humility is required from my side, I see myself failing to be there for others. I realize how hard it must be, how painstaking, to have disciples or dependents, especially when they are of my caliber. And yet you are executing those duties without any visible endeavor. You just yourself focused on Krishna's mission, and as a result of that, in full knowledge, fully detached and always blissful. Thank you also for supporting me in my service. If your support would not have been there, and if I would not have been assured of that support, I would have stopped the book distribution a long time ago. But because of your dedication, I am able to stay focused also, and to take the austerity. Thank you for your selflessness, for your perfect example, and for the opportunity you give me to do something significant. Please bless this fool of yours with the ability to be there for others at all times, at all circumstances, in Krishna consciousness. I'm asking you for only one who possesses those qualities can give the understanding to take up the path to also develop them. Yours in service, Hamsa Avatar.
So, is distributing books for some time now. He's done different services, but especially he's been fixed in both institutions, which is quite a, and its spiritual advantages, and that Prabhupada emphasized both institutions more than any other service within our society. I think probably he emphasized two different services a lot. One of them was, because maybe more than just two, but he especially wanted both institution, he wanted Gurukul, and he wanted especially the temples, nice deity worship. And of the three of them, he especially emphasized both institution. So this is the, it was not simply some old man writing some books, he wanted his books distributed, but these books are actually Krishna. And these books are the way that our society will eventually spread. Of course, how many books we distribute and how well people receive them will depend a lot upon how we actually manifest the books within our society. That this society is supposed to be the living example of what's in the book. Therefore, society will be seen as being healthy the more the devotees are dedicated to worshiping the deities and creating a cultural revolution in the form of art and music and theater. The more that the deity worship is very nicely done, the more everyone is living very harmoniously in service to Krishna. So the more these things go on, then the more you will be able to appreciate what's in Prabhupada's books and actually reflect what's in the books. But even if our society is not as perfect as we might think it should be, still these books are perfect vehicles for creating a revolution within the society itself. Although hopefully people don't see us as revolutionaries, because the government and others don't look on very nicely to revolutionaries, but this diagram is actually revolution. These books are actually revolution, but they're a spiritual revolution, which doesn't mean we need guns or we need all kinds of false propaganda and all kinds of tactics. But just by chanting Hare Krishna, or people touching or reading the books or distributing them, whatever they do in relation to these books, their hearts actually become purified and they actually start to work out to their actual position. And if they work out to their actual position, or even if they become a little purified, then the society will change for the better. One time I was standing to the Prabhupada and he said that we simply want the people to become happy. So actually that's what we want, because the whole society is miserable and suffering, and then we can't help but become also affected by their association. And if the whole society becomes happy in Krishna consciousness, we also won't be able to not be affected by their association. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will become happy, and Panchatattva will become happy, Krishna will be happy, the disciple succession will be happy, and we'll be happy too, by trying to render such service. So I know Prabhupada has written so many letters glorifying those who are distributing books and about how nice that service is. Of course, that has to be realized by the book distributors themselves. It is not simply where Krishna consciousness is not a post-dated check. It is not simply that we're going to cash in on the future on our service. But the service itself should be satisfying, so that we actually become encouraged to do more and more service because we just like the service. So certain book distributions should be done in such a way that it actually becomes satisfying. So of course, although we want to spread and distribute a lot of books because that's the desire, but the way of doing it is not necessary to become too anxious or too attached to distributing a lot of books, at least not for our own self, for our own sake. But we want to distribute a lot of books simply to please the previous acharyas, and because this is actually beneficial for the people that are distributing the books to. So if you read these books and try to understand them, then all of those will become empowered in their own way, become creatures. And the more selflessly, the more we realize that we're simply servants of Krishna, and that Krishna's interest is our interest, and Krishna's desire is to spread Krishna consciousness to everyone. The more we understand that, then we'll try according to our capacity to do it. It may not be the same for everyone, but whatever service, whatever position we're in, if we try to do that service in that mood, then certainly Krishna will empower us in that particular service, and that will become a very valuable asset in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. But we especially give thanks to the book distributors, because it's a service where they're on the front lines. And if there's no one on the front lines, then the enemy very easily gets into the back lines. And if they're on the front line, then they help win the war. But everyone else sees themselves as assistants to the persons on the front lines. Of course, if you're on the front line, they don't think, oh, everyone back there is my servant. But they see themselves as instruments to the people on the back lines, glorifying how nice the service they're doing. And because they're doing such nice service, therefore they can be on the front lines doing their service. So everyone should work cooperatively. But without devotees distributing books within our society, especially, then our society becomes less meaningful, certainly, because it wasn't by accident that God would stress that service so much. Our society is spread around the world due to the enthusiasm of the devotees, which came from God's enthusiasm, especially to preach. And God is always a preaching, especially in book distribution. And of course, without the society following what's in the books, then we won't be able to maintain our enthusiasm for the preaching. And the symptom of that is that our preaching will diminish, not only here in our day in terms of the Torah program, but unless we follow what's in the books, then we won't be very much inspired, or we'll lose our life, and we won't be inspired to tell others about it, and therefore our movement will become practically ineffective. But if we read these books, we follow them, we become inspired to preach, then Krishna will give us even more and more enthusiasm to follow more and more strictly, and therefore will become more and more realized and become more and more anxious to serve Krishna by expanding Krishna consciousness unlimitedly. And so every person will meet Yari Deva Tari Kaha Krishna Udvesh Ama Aga Guru Tara Kahana Edesh. Every person we meet, we should try to preach them about Krishna. So that's one reason why the institution is so nice. Because we don't have to explain everything to the person. They may not understand anything. But if they take a book and they give a donation, then that's what we very effectively preach to them. On the other hand, if we stand on the street and we tell them everything about Krishna, and they don't take a book and give a donation, it's very unlikely either they've heard anything we said, or the street of applying anything we said in their lives, or getting any real benefit from it. In any case, it's our duty, everyone, wherever their service, to try to effectively preach about Krishna. For those who are distributing books, they have a great opportunity to do it. A very effective way of doing it. So thank you for distributing books and for all your other services.
I would like to express my appreciation to them. I am very grateful that I have a connection with you, with such an exalted person, and through you with Srila Prabhupada. I was thinking it's not by chance that as disciples we have met you. Krishna is arranging our situations. He all puts us in our place. Krishna is in control, and he has made this arrangement for us to go back home. So it is our foremost responsibility to do the best we can to make the most of this situation that we're in and take all opportunities for advancement. We have to be aware that Krishna is giving us this great opportunity and that Maya can any moment take us away, or that our life can be finished any moment. So Guru Maharaj, I'm very inspired by your example. Whenever I see you happily engaged in Krishna service. It's not all, but something. It is said that by associating with advanced devotees, one develops the desire to become also a pure servant. So for me, you are the devotee, you know. For many devotees also, you are like that. So naturally, with you, I have a feeling of awe and reverence, but also different times there's the taste of spiritual loving dealings. So I pray that I can qualify more. If I'm any qualified, but I don't know. I pray that I can qualify to come close to you, and that nothing will hinder our relationship. So, your servant.
Thank you. Now I want to have a service where he can, his mind will become more peaceful. And I think Krishna's given him a service where he, hopefully during the summer he'll be so engaged he won't have time to think. So Krishna has a service for everyone. Not that every service. We're all in material bodies, and therefore there are different necessities for everyone. So we can just do whatever is necessary for ourselves, whatever is to maintain this body and keep the mind peaceful. At the same time, we shouldn't lose our determination to actually focus the consciousness upon Krishna. There's no place in the material world where Krishna's not, and there is no place where we can't be in Krishna consciousness too. So we just have to become see our circumstance, make the necessary adjustments, and go on with our devotional lives and try to go back to Godhead as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Could I ask any of the ladies?
I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. My dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to you. Only because of your mercy, I am developing devotional service in Krishna consciousness, and I start to realize what suffering in the material world means. You gave me the glasses of right knowledge and guide me to the right way. Only because of your mercy, I sometimes experience the bliss of devotional service. But still I am so foolish that I purposely cover my eyes by my palms in order to enjoy the material world. You receive these glasses of knowledge by your spiritual master, his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and I am forever indebted to your divine grace because I receive the spiritual knowledge now by your causeless mercy. You are so kind, helping me always to wake up again and again from the kingdom of Maya. My dear Guru Maharaj, the material words are insufficient to describe my feeling for you. I only can again and again bow down to your lotus feet. All glories to you. Thank you for everything. Your servant, Krishna Anandini Devi Dasi.
The mother, Krishna Anandini Devi Dasi, is serving in Kone. So the devotees here
doing different types of service. But I think there are not so many devotees in Kone, so every devotee there is very important. And we hope she continues to serve, whether there or somewhere else. Because Kaviraj is also, he's the temple president there, and his wife is helping him there. But in any case, wherever she is, we just hope that she continues on with her nice service and assists Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement. And that way, you know, the blessings of the disciplic session and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
All glories to you, Vyasa Puja Deva. I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, who has opened my eyes, which were blinded by the darkness of ignorance, with torch light of knowledge. Our spiritual master is the ocean of mercy, the friend of the poor, and the Lord and the Master of the devotees. O Master, be merciful unto me, give me the shade of your lotus feet. May your fame be spread all over the world and take shelter of your lotus feet. On this
this special day, you make me more aware what a relation with the spiritual master is supposed to be and what the importance of your presence is. You have given me so much mercy that 20 books of glorifying you is not enough. With your mercy, I am able to do some service for Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, and by doing this service, I can try to become more aware of your guidance when I can give visitors some knowledge about Krishna. I'm very thankful that this service is given to me for your pleasure, although I don't appreciate this how it should be. It is an honor to assist you in Krishna's service for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. Even I'm not qualified at all for doing any service, you are giving it to me because you are such a great soul. You are very inspiring for me, the way you follow Srila Prabhupada so strictly, and how you are so learned, full of knowledge and bliss. Every time you are lighting my heart with transcendental knowledge. This is something that I never can pay back. But there is one way to glorify you really, and that is following your merciful instructions. I can write many things down, but to give you things is another story. So that is why I need your mercy to keep up in this process of sadhana yoga, to please you with following your instructions. Dear Gurudev, now you are my only hope, and therefore I have taken shelter of your lotus feet. Please give to this servant just one drop of mercy. I am lower than a blade of grass. Give me all help, give me strength. Let me be as you are, without desires or aspirations. Your mercy is all that I am made of. Thank you for everything, dear Guru. Inspire to become a humble servant of the servant, Manasita.
So I'm very happy to see that Maharaji Devi Dasi is struggling along in Krishna consciousness. That I know she thinks it's a great struggle, but it is a great struggle because we're a little tiny soul and Maya has been around for a long time. And we've been around with Maya for a long time. So she's not as convinced that we're actually part of the material world. So it's going to take a little while before we become convinced that we're actually part of the spiritual world. So in the meantime, we have to struggle to get Krishna's mercy. He doesn't give it very easily. Because as we heard, that if we actually become Krishna conscious, then Krishna becomes our servant. And if Krishna became our servant right now, probably we'd be a lot of trouble in the universe. So Krishna doesn't bestow upon that benediction so easily. He has to make sure that we're qualified, otherwise we'll get ourselves in trouble and let other people in trouble too. So we have to struggle along, and as we struggle along, it seems like a struggle, but Krishna will certainly bestow his mercy upon us. That we just keep on going on, and especially when it seems very helpless or hopeless, that's the best time, because at that time, if we just depend on Krishna a little bit, then we'll make great spiritual advancement. And the time when everything seems like it's going smoothly, that's the time when we're going to make the biggest dip in life. Because then we get the most relaxed, and we think, well, what are we, Krishna? Everything's going all right. So we should understand that these tests, these trials, these challenges that we're going through, that Krishna is specifically giving us out of his mercy so that we can make more advances. And the good times, we realize that in Krishna's service, that would be very nice too. Certainly, you know, get benefit from both times. So we shouldn't feel bad that sometimes we feel like we're in difficulty, because everyone in the world is actually in difficulty. It's only the intelligent person who realizes that they're in difficulty. Everyone else thinks they're doing quite well. So we really appreciate that Madhavaji is rendering service and trying to become more and more steady, and certainly we'll all be together back in the spiritual world. So we, you know, spot knows about what the material world is like when we get there. So thank you for your service. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to the lotus feet of your divine grace. The spiritual master is receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy, just as a cloud pours water on a forest fire to extinguish it. So the spiritual master delivers the materially afflicted world by extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master, who is an ocean of auspicious qualities. It is always such a nectar to have your association, guiding us all spiritually with your nice classes, wherein you give pragmatical advices and instructions how to become strict in following the principles without being fanatical, how to follow through the Prabhupada's instructions so we can go back to Sri Krishna. It is so nice to see your dedication to Srila Prabhupada and his instructions. You guide us by showing your example. I hope to have your association for a long time.
Your eternal servant.
Thank you very much, Krishna consciousness, year after year. For their souls who stay fixed in the service of the future Radha Gopinath. So, Bhagavad Gita is certainly working hard to stay fixed in the service, and in spite of all obstacles going on year after year in the service. Others in the material world are going on and on. At the end, they simply get a gold chain or something. So when we struggle hard, at the end we get the eternal spiritual world. So certainly the reward will be much greater.
Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharya Guru Vishesha Srimala Rupashtachari Shatani. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my respectful graces as I try to speak. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada was asked to speak about this Guru Maharaj, he replied, what can I say? He was a Vaikuntha man. So in the same way, what qualification do I have to speak about you? Above the desk in the sannyasi room, there is a very nice picture of Lord Krishna making a flower garland for Srimati Radharani, Supreme Lord taking the position of the servant of his servant. This reminds me of the words of Srila Prabhupada in a lecture on the disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Prabhupada. This is a quote. You are actually representative of my Guru Maharaj, because you are helping me in executing the order of my Guru Maharaj. So this is the mood of the pure devotee of the Lord, always seeing himself as the servant of his spiritual master, and seeing everyone as his Guru's representative. Although you are our spiritual master, and we are supposed to be your servants, factually, you are the greatest servant. Always setting the proper example, no privacy, so many eyes looking at you at every step you take, so many demands, but always ready to take up the burden of again and again and yet again waking us up and enlivening us spiritually, reminding us of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. You are not the body. Yes, Guru Maharaj. He says he is. He is sleeping. You are not the body. Yes, Guru Maharaj. You're really not the body, for sure, Guru Maharaj. From time to time, I simply feel like giving up altogether, but remembering your smile then keeps me going again. And then at last sometimes I remember that it is actually you who is dragging me back to Krishna. So Guru Maharaj, please kindly accept the simple appreciation. Please allow me to continue trying to serve your aspiring devotee, Lala Guru Maharaj.
So that was Lala Guru Maharaj says to me when I come here, I was trying to figure out what I want. Sometimes even writing it down. So he's always a very faithful servant. He also runs the Bhakti program and does other services here. Takes part in the guest program and also in the tour program. So he's quite engaged. Still finds some time to assist me here. So I certainly appreciate his assistance. Darren, I'm not a very easy person to assist, but he's, because sometimes it's not so clear what I actually want, but somehow or another he tolerates it, and he goes on with his service very enthusiastically. So we'd like to thank him for all his services here.
Distributors from Bahrain. So sometimes
institution or society doesn't always get as much support as might be desirable, but still somehow or another devotees go on and distribute books, so that so I'm sure it's greatly appreciated. Previously when Prabhupada was here, he gave so much emphasis upon book distribution that everyone knew if you wanted to give Prabhupada's mercy, then you had to at least support the book distribution, if not go out personally yourself. Probably everyone went out. There was people didn't have a choice. If you wanted to be in the Hare Krishna movement, then you had to be out in the street. So the idea is that if you wanted to get Krishna's mercy, then you used to go and distribute books. And now it's a little bit different, that somehow or other, if we get Krishna's mercy, then we'll be able to distribute books. So it's changed a little bit, but still. But still, there are many dedicated souls who are selflessly going out there to distribute Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada one time was asked by Tripurari Maharaj. He said that, Prabhupada, if we distribute your books, then will we be able to develop love of God? And Prabhupada said, because you love Krishna, that's why you're distributing my books. So that's the same thing for all the services we're doing, because we love Krishna, therefore we're doing these services. But certainly, this service, which is more austere than other services, requires a lot more attention. If one becomes inattentive in another service, and then there may be a little difficulty. But if one becomes inattentive, if one is a preacher on the streets, then so many people will come to give difficulty automatically. Everywhere people will flock to give you difficulty. Or there is a person we've been looking for to give some difficulty for. But if one is enthusiastic and tolerant in that service, then Krishna will give one so much mercy, despite whatever difficulties there may be. So we'd like to thank the devotees who are, all the devotees who are helping the system, and especially those who are going out and distributing all these books.
Please accept this Vyasa Puja offering on your auspicious appearance day. I am so much indebted by you that it is impossible to repay it, even after millions of lifetimes serving you. Many birth and death I have undergone, but now I hold on to your lotus feet, and this will bring me back to Krishna. I am looking forward to meet my real family. Therefore, I need to dedicate my life to your instructions. You are nicely representing Srila Prabhupada, and he was representing his guru, and he was representing his. So in this way, Krishna is represented by the spiritual master. I am completely unqualified, but by your mercy, I am able to serve in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By your clear and strong words, please instruct this fool and make me a pure Vaishnava devotee of the Lord. And lead me out of the darkness of ignorance. Help me to understand who I am and why I am here. I pay my obeisance again and again to your lotus feet. You preach all over the world, therefore you are glorious. Fighting against the demons, you are leading the Sankirtan mission with devotion and exemplary behavior, dedicating your whole life to this most auspicious task. Be satisfied with my effort. Help me to become serious in Krishna conscious. I like the way you make jokes in your class, and I feel humble and by your presence. Only by A moment of association with you, I feel uplifted and see things more clearly. You are always happy because of your strictly following Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Please help, helpless and completely useless at the same time, I pay my obeisance to your holy feet, your insignificant servant.
That is another of the books rather than me, because I've had the same humble mood. And we thank them for their service. It's 5 to 1.
Can I say two words?
I'm trembling.
It's difficult to speak after so many nice praises to you, but just a few words I wanted to say. But, I read one book both times. But it was mentioned that scientists have this opinion that knowledge was in the past taught by first experimenting, and language also developed gradually, first from noises of animals, etc. Then culture developed during the history. But there was an interesting experiment in the past of one Mughal emperor, and that was he isolated some infants in one place where nobody could go, only to feed them and to dress them. So gradually they grow up, but they became very dumb and dull. No communication was developed between them. So in this way, this experiment proved that actually intelligence had to be developed, and one had to receive knowledge from other persons. And this is actually would be a very nice explanation of this shlok, Om Jnana Firanda Sadhyana Bhutana Shlakya Chakshur Unvita Mena Tasme Shri Guru Minuha. So you are one of the spiritual masters who can actually open the eyes of everybody and give knowledge, at least awaken some transcendental intelligence in the people, in the disciples. And this also confirmed by the text of Yasya Prasada Bhagavad Prasada, Yasya Prasada Nagata Gudrava. So I would like to encourage actually that others take shelter of you and take also initiation, whoever is aspiring. Because there is one nice thing that I read from Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, that one can chant Hare Krishna, but if the person don't take initiation from a spiritual master, then you have to take birth again in this material world. And then, the next life you will get opportunity to find a bona fide spiritual master and actually take initiation, and from that point he will develop his spiritual life from Shraddha to Prema, as Nirmala many times mentioned. So I like your jokes, shloks, writers. Very nice. Prabhupada wants to mention that the spiritual master gives his mercy through words. And I would like to say one thing only now at the end, that in the pastime of Hanuman, he actually taught Narada Muni and didn't allow him to go away as long as he don't give some mercy. So now, so Narada Muni, he gave a mercy that Hanuman can chant very, very nicely. And as a proof, when he chanted, his Vinod becomes stuck. So I would like to request you that you give to all of us here some mercy. And I will not allow that the program goes on as long as you don't say something. What is that? So, thank you very much for the association.
I do the world's very nice disciple, Krishna Kshetra Guru, faithfully serving him for so many years. And he also has a very nice sense of humor about it. Sometimes it seems that he's serious, but actually sometimes just a sense of humor. And he's also traveling to Thakur Haridas now. He's distributing books together. So I'm sure it's a very interesting association. I was just around Kiga.
Although I hardly know you, and although I probably misunderstood the practice I saw, you have left a strong impression upon me to which I must relate, being so inspired. Not long ago, you took some devotees with you on book distribution, and I was fortunate enough to come along. Knowing that you carrying enthusiastically Srila Prabhupada's mission, I could see so many Bibles as being magnetized to your welcoming smile and radiant face. They just stopped walking willingly while you engaged them in the process of hearing, introducing them to the nectar. To my surprise, you even invited them to shake your hand. Most senior and advanced devotees are gathered here today to worship your lotus feet. Some of your disciples came from a distance just to witness this distribution of mercy, but there on the street you were willing to give your association and blessing to practically anyone. That showed me the true meaning of causeless mercy. You showed me the proper way of honoring prasad and taught me that the real guru is the one who constantly meditates on being the servant of his guru. Sometimes I think it must be so hard to be the servant in the position of the master. But you taught me that all services are equal. You have such a strong desire to be the servant of the devotees and your guru that you are even willing to take the position of the master. All glory to you, Maharaj.
Thank you for your nice service. Taking my line here, Radhadesh.
Usually I'm not so good in expressing my thoughts in words, but I want to try to say something today because it's also a special day for me. Exactly 2 years ago, I got attracted to Krishna consciousness exactly on this day. Some disciple of yours, she was very happy to come to your Priyasa Puja. And I saw her walking around,
So, and she was very enthusiastically, and I got in touch with her, and she seemed very happy. And I also wanted to become more happy. And that actually also attracted me to Krishna consciousness. And a few months later, I also had the mercy to have a darshan with you. With my struggling whether I should go to study or not. And your first instruction was, well, it was maybe, you know, you can see it as an instruction. You said to me that if you go